This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government on Sunday asked foreign airlines to resume commercial flights and to and from Kabul. The Taliban said problems at the capital city's airport had been resolved and that the facility is fully operational. The Kabul airport was closed for all commercial flights in the wake of the emergency evacuation of tens of thousands of foreigners and vulnerable Afghans that ensued after the Taliban takeover of Kabul on August 15th. The airport, which was damaged during the chaotic evacuation, has since been reopened for a limited number of aid and chartered passenger flights with technical assistance, mainly from Qatar. The takeover of Kabul essentially sealed Taliban control of the entire country of Afghanistan. Germany is still waiting for preliminary final results in Sunday's general election, which will eventually result in a new chancellor for Germany as Angela Merkel steps down after 16 years in office. The center-left Social Democrats appear to be almost 2 percentage points ahead of Merkel's party, the conservative Christian Democrats. The SPD candidate for chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has already said his party has a clear mandate to rule. But Merkel's chosen successor, Armin Laschet, has vowed to do everything he can to build a government. The parties that came in third and fourth in the election, the Greens and the Liberal Free Democratic Party, will be key to forming a governing coalition. Both of the main party leaders say they want a new government in place by Christmas. Germany is the EU's largest economy. Brexit has made its place all the more prominent in the European economy. This is VOA News. Iceland briefly celebrated electing a female majority parliament on Sunday before a recount showed the result fell just short of that landmark for gender parity in the North Atlantic island nation. A first count had female candidates winning 33 seats in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. But hours later, a recount reversed the outcome in three seats that left female candidates with only 30 seats. Still, it's the highest percentage of women in parliament in Europe. It's up from 40% from the last election in 2017. Iceland's overall election results indicate centrist parties made the biggest gains. They could take days, if not weeks, for a new government to be formed. A Syrian health official said Sunday that hospitals in the capital, Damascus, and also in the coastal province have reached capacity due to rising coronavirus admissions. Syria on Saturday logged 442 new COVID-19 infections in government-held areas. It was a new daily record for the conflict-hit country. The official says it is the first time the number of cases has reached 400 in one day. Coronavirus has been on the rise across Syria since mid-August, including in the northwest and northeast, large parts of which fell beyond government control. According to the World Health Organization, only 2% of Syria's population has been at least partially vaccinated against the coronavirus. Syria's conflict has killed, since 2011, has killed nearly 500,000 people. Sudan's military said on Sunday it had repelled an attempted incursion by Ethiopian forces in the border area between the two countries. It said in a statement the Ethiopian forces had been forced to retreat from the area without giving further details. The head of Sudan's military told reporters the incident took place on Saturday. He said it showed how the military was protecting the country in the wake of a coup attempt last week. Tensions along the border between Sudan and Ethiopia have escalated since the outbreak of a conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region last year, which sent tens of thousands of refugees into eastern Sudan. Those tensions have focused on an area of fertile farmland where the border is disputed. And Britain said on Sunday it has collected evidence of multiple ships from various nationalities apparently breaching United Nations sanctions against North Korea, which banned the sale of fuel to the country. North Korea is under strict international sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Talks aimed at persuading Pyongyang to give up those weapons in return for lifting sanctions have been stalled. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.